Night and Day album, and a great track called Stepping Out for you on your Friday evening. Hope you're well. If you're wondering what's going on in the cricket, if you've just switched on going, where is it? What happened? What's going on? Who is this guy in my radio? Fear not. The cricket has been interrupted due to rain. Some major storms have been crossing Sydney, and the rain has delayed play at this stage. If there is resumption of the game, rest assured we will rush you back to the SCG as soon as that happens. So, stay with us for the next little while, and we'll see how it goes. If the rain does clear and the game resumes, then we'll take you back to the SCG for the cricket game this evening. Robbie Buck with you across Australia in the meantime, and there are plenty of other things happening across the nation. A little later on tonight, we'll be dropping you into various capital cities across Australia to find out how some people are celebrating their Friday night. But right now it's time to catch up with James O'Brien, who is in Sydney this evening, although not at the cricket, are you, James?
No, I'm not at the cricket, Robbie. I'm at Belmore Park, which is near Central Station. And, of course, the cricket's been interrupted due to the rain, but Chinese New Year celebrations here tonight have gone off with a bang. And if that song was 60 seconds shorter, you would have heard a lot of fireworks go off just a moment ago.
It is Chinese New Year is a very noisy time of the year, and the crackers, they're not like the fireworks are not like the fireworks that a lot of us take for granted, which are, you know, the big glorious sky kind of fireworks with the arcing sparks. They're just the noisy ones, aren't they?
These are the ones that kids, you know, when kids, their eyes start to blink from fireworks. It's that sort of firework. And I was actually standing over near the fence just a moment ago, and the security guard said, "Mate, can you just move over a bit?" And I thought, don't leave me alone. He said, mate, you've got to move away. You've got to be at least a metre away. I moved out 10 metres away.
The occupational health and safety officer who's there. Yeah, now the fireworks are used, I believe, to chase away the bad spirits of the year before. It's a kind of cleansing ceremony.
Absolutely. But the other interesting thing about the night, and Councillor Robert Cox from City of Sydney mentioned this, is that the fact that it's raining is actually a really terrific thing. I mean, Chinese New Year is actually tomorrow night itself, but this is the launch of the celebrations here in Sydney. And he talked about how it washes away part of the last year. And it's also because the rain would bring a harvest down the track. It's a sign of good luck for the new year.
And Year of the Tiger, which we're entering into from tomorrow night or from Sunday morning, has there been much talk about what we can expect for the Year of the Tiger, James?
Well, it's all about prosperity. And it's about people who go out there and are adventurous. People who are born in the Year of the Tiger are those people who like to take a bit of a risk, who like to actually to go out and try new things.
So, what about you, James? Are you a Year of the Tiger kind of guy?
No, actually, look, I'm astrologically speaking, a Scorpio snake, which sounds awfully scary. It sounds really bad, doesn't it?
No, yeah, we won't go too deep into that. Not on the radio tonight. I can't really talk. I'm a Year of the Rat, so.
Oh, gosh.
Now the celebrations are continuing in that part of the country in Sydney tonight. The launch was in the park there.
Yeah, absolutely.
Is there anything going on this evening, or are we waiting until tomorrow night?
Look, it was actually described tonight by both Clover Moore, the City of Sydney Mayor, and New South Wales Premier Christina Keneally, as the largest Chinese New Year celebration outside of Asia. It was also pointed out tonight that the Korean and Vietnamese communities have been invited into what was, I guess when it started 14 years ago, very much an event for the Chinese community in Sydney. But if you look around the place tonight, if you look at the sort of racial breakdown of people who are here, you see people who represent the broad cross-section of Sydney life. You see people with Anglo faces, you see people with Middle Eastern faces, you see people with Asian faces. I think it's gone beyond being purely an event for the Chinese community to being something for the whole of Sydney. It's described, as I said, as the largest outside of Asia. There are 60 events. Tomorrow night, they've got film screenings here in Belmore Park. Sunday night, I'm going to come to this, there's a big karaoke night. There have been finals for the last couple of heats leading up to the finals on Sunday night. Of course, the big celebration is what used to be a daytime parade, which is now a nighttime parade. I think it's actually the same night. Mardi Gras on the Saturday night. This is on the Sunday night. So it's very much a festival period here in Sydney at the moment.
It's going to be a very big weekend indeed. And I just thought there for a moment that you were going to tell us that you were going to be up there singing karaoke, James, which would have been quite a celebration for me.
No. Maybe a bit of Chinese opera, perhaps.
Yeah, I'd like to hear that as well. James O'Brien, who's in Belmont Park in Sydney for the launch of the celebrations for the Chinese New Year, which is kicking off tomorrow night. Thank you very much, sir. Thank you very much for your time.
My pleasure.
Have a great weekend. Okay, time to introduce you to a couple of very interesting characters indeed. Julian Day, who is a person you may have heard on Classic FM if you're somebody who does a little bit of the channel surfing and sometimes...